Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, moody sick. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Luminata, the EP by Kadi. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Now, Kadi is a new name to me completely. I just got a link from Waithaka and he said, listen to this. And I'm like, all right, you know, you make good music. I know you like good music, so let's give it a try. Now, this is the thing. This EP is fire. I'm going to say right out of the bat, this EP is fire. But first of all, let's talk about who is Kadi. Now, Kadi is a Cape Verdean singer-songwriter based in Lisbon, Portugal. She is a soul music artist with African influences, so it's a bit of a fusion. You're going to get different genres, but there's a certain sort of Cabo Verdean style that's there. If you listen to artists such as Mayra Andrade, Nelson Freitas, Elida Almeida, yeah, those types of artists, you're going to hear it. There's that something there. Her first album, called Caminho, was released in 2016 by an independent label called Broder Music Worldwide, and it was distributed by Sony Music Portugal. So Kadi's not new to the game, and she's pretty comfortable operating at a very high level in the industry. Before I get into the meat and bones, Luminata is a 5-track EP, and it has two features, which is Dino de Santiago and Nayela. It runs 13 minutes, 1 second, so it's a very short EP. Great to consume, fantastic for replay value. When it comes to the production, really it's three people handling that, which is Gerson Mata, Toti Samed, and George. So... yeah, the production lineup is fantastic. And of course, you know, I've reviewed George's music before on this platform. So, yeah, we got some heavy hitters up in here. Luminata opens up with tempo and the vocal textures, the music, the Afrocentrism. It hits you right there and then from the very get-go. And it's the song that made me realize like how musical Kadi is. And I'm totally mind blown by the fact that I did not know that Kadi existed until literally like an hour ago. And this song is obviously fantastic. But as you move into track 2, which is Juntu, and the tempo sort of picks up a little bit, you really start to get that Cabo Verdean sound. And that Cabo Verdean sound also, it borrows from a lot of like those island feels, which are like the percolating rhythms that are very sort of like it's got a bounce to it, you know. It really has a bounce to it. Think of Cuban music, even you're gonna get something like that. And this is part of what's made me gravitate towards Cabo Verdean music in the first place. They really have a unique vibe. And then when they combine the cultures like, you know, the Portuguese style and everything else, they just bring something unique to the table. And I think when it comes to Africa, this is one of the countries that totally gives us some of the very best musicians in the world, but doesn't get as much credit for it. Nya Kabelu featuring Nayela is a song I recommend because I think it captures the very essence of that Cabo Verdean music that I'm talking about. It's got almost like an Afro dancehall together with Kizomba type mix. And, you know, there's this deep bass that's there. And it's so like, it's in your face. But at the same time, it's not intimidating. It's just right. And then, obviously, Kadi comes through with the vocals. And yeah, she can sing. the song Ten Ghana also falls in the same space, that Kizomba type space. And you know, she uses a lot of guitar in her music, which I kind of expected anyway, but it's just used so differently from track to track. Now, the fifth track on Luminara, which is the title track, was even more mind-blowing, because the core of the music, of the beat, is actually like a beatbox. But it's not a beatbox in the sense, like, more in the hip-hop R&B sense. It's a beatbox in that, you know, Afro Kizomba type realm. And I know that's hard to imagine, but she does it and it works. It actually works. This is an impressive EP. I've played it maybe about 4 times now. And like I said, it's only 13 minutes long. So it's not the longest EP, but it's great for replay value. Every single song is unique. Every single song sounds amazing. They're going to be almost like your typical singles that are, you know, going to do well. Cardi doesn't really do big numbers. Honestly, like from what I've seen, her most popular song, which is New Tastika, has 254,000 streams. And then the next one after that is Disso, and it's 88,000 streams, so nothing big. On this EP, the most popular song is Juntu, and that's 55,000 streams. So she's more of an undiscovered talent as far as I'm concerned. She's really, really good, but she hasn't really broken out to become like a mega superstar. However, her music is fire. It's absolute fire. I highly recommend it. Go check out Luminara by Cardi. It's one of the best EPs I've heard this year. Something different, and it also takes you away from the Afrobeats lane, I guess, and gives you something unique, something different. Really nicely done. I like this. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Moto, Son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Nene.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.